Welcome to another inspirational podcast teaching by David Crank, Senior Pastor of Faith Church.
Faith Church is a little bit different. How many of y'all picked this church because it is a little bit different? It's the only church that had giddy up, let's go, ha, ha. Sleigh ride, rapping. This worship team is unbelievable. A lot of energy and so on. And typically this time of year, preachers preach messages on, you know, the historicity of Jesus, or, you know, hey, what about Herod? Where did he come from? And how did he get here? A lot of religious stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. But Faith Church was built a little bit different in the sense that 12 years ago now, when God placed me here at this church, I felt like it wasn't a church for religious people. It was a church for regular, hey, we go to work on Monday morning people, and we need to figure out how to do this and do it right. And so what we have for you today is a special word from God, not the history of the church. And so I want you to go with me to Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, but it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor is it entered into the heart of you and I, what God has prepared for us. Everybody shout, it sounds good already. In other words, you don't know what God's going to do, but God knows what he's going to do. And don't ask me how, because I don't know for sure. But the devil knows that God's going to do something big in your life, and that's why he fights you so extremely hard. So I want to go back to September 9th. That was my birthday, and I want you to write it down because clearly a lot of you guys forgot about that. September the 9th started an attack for me. I'm familiar with attacks because I've been attacked. You don't build a great church like Faith Church if you're not fighting the devil. You know, how many of y'all understand that? You fight government. You fight bureaucracy. You just fight. You wake up fighting. But September the 9th, my wife and I took our daughter to Disney World, and basically Disney World is a human petri dish of disease from all over the world. People snot everywhere, touch everything. And Nicole came home, and she was sick, and I was trying to care for her because, you know, that preacher said, for better or for worse, right? Till death do us part. And I was afraid she was going to die. And I was taking care of her, and I was kind of even sliding her Hot Pocket to her with a selfie stick, you know, staying away from her as far as I could. But that thing got up on me on my birthday, and I was in the guest bedroom at our house in Florida, and I fell backwards in the middle of the night and had a concussion, was out. They couldn't quite bring me back. It was quite a mess. And then the people of Good Sam came, rushed me to the hospital. They're like, oh, it's your birthday. I said, yeah, I thought, you know, 46 years ago I was in the hospital for my birthday, so I want to do it again. And so that started an attack. And I went from that attack to another attack to a staff attack to a financial attack. It was just crazy. Anybody ever had an attack that lasted more than a day? Anybody more than a week? Anybody more than a month? Anybody, come on, this is real. Anybody more than 2 months? Can I get a three? Can I get a three? Three. This attack just kept going on. So then the last day of November, in my prayer log, I keep a little journal, and the last day of November, I felt inside I was supposed to pray at midnight. And when it turned December 1, that God was going to give me a word. So he did, and I prayed, and I got that word, and then I went to sleep, and I woke up, and here's the word that he gave me, and this is applicable for you. He said, this will be a December to remember. This will be a December to remember. Now, remember our text a minute ago. It says, but it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor David Crank has it entered even into your heart, the great, good, big things that God has plan for you. Now, when you're in an attack and when you're in a trial, you can get so beat down that you just want to overeat, that you just want to get sad, that you just don't want to get out. You stop all the ritualistic things that you typically do, and now you reverse back, and now you're really feeling bad about yourself because now not only are you under attack, you hate yourself. Sometimes you can look in the mirror and look at yourself and say, I don't even like the way you look. I just can't stand the way you chomp. I hate the way you breathe. What are those little pieces of hair above your eyeballs anyway? What's that about? Anybody ever stared at yourself too long? Yeah. Some of y'all are in love with yourself, and I'm glad I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to us that had issues. But God has big plans for us, and he said, this will be a December to remember. And I want you to grab a hold of that today. And let's go to the scripture. It says, Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise from your depression and prostration, which circumstances have kept you. rise to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Behold, darkness has covered the earth. ISIS, cutting Christians' heads off. Yea, though darkness has covered the earth, all the people of the Lord shall arise, and his glory shall be seen upon you. All nations shall come to your light. Lift up your eyes. Everybody shout, lift up your eyes. And see all those that gather and come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried and nursed by your side. Arise from your depression. Now, in this month of December to remember, I want you to start expecting God to do the super on your natural. So that was on that Wednesday of the first week of December here. I'm on the church board of a very large church in Texas, and I went there to preach Wednesday night, and I just had this word. Now, mind you, nothing has changed. All I have is a word. It would be like me telling Omar, hey, Omar, I'm going to have an incredible gift for you on Monday. It's purely supposition, but if I told him that and he believed that, I probably need to give him a word. And if he believed me, he'd want to have that good gift on Monday. And see, God is a good God, and he said to you, believe ye the prophets, and so shall you prosper. And he told me to tell you, it's a December to remember. When he told me it's a December to remember, I went to that church, and I was on my way to the church service, and I was kind of griping and complaining to my friend. Because sometimes, if you're not careful, instead of running to the throne, you run to the phone. Can I get an amen? And you're griping and you're complaining about how tough it is and how hard it is, and the setback, and they laid you off, and this person said this and that and the other, and you're griping and complaining, therefore you're remaining. If you gripe and complain, you remain. But if you praise, how many can say amen to that, you get a raise. And I was complaining about how tough it was, particularly in the ministry. It's Jesus' birthday, and it's supposed to be the season of giving, and it's supposed to be about Jesus' birthday, but people typically don't give in December. It's one of the worst months in the church world. And so I'd had 2 weeks of really bad financial problems at the church. And then all of a sudden, December to the remember, there's this guy, when I was a kid, that my dad, it was his hero. His name's Kenneth Copeland. A lot of you guys probably don't know him, but he's a very incredible man of God. And all of a sudden, I never really talked to the guy. I've never, ever been on the phone with the guy in my whole life. And December to remember, I'm driving down the road, and I get a call from my office here in St. Louis, and they said, hey, Kenneth Copeland wants you to call him. I'm like, are you kidding me? And so I called him, and he said, David Crank, at 4 a.m. this morning, the Lord woke me up about you. And he said, how many of y'all know? You know you're screwed right now. Look. He said, I was watching you on television, because he put us on his network, which is phenomenal, 13 times a week. He says that Faith Church is his favorite church, and apparently it is. Doesn't charge us anything. So he said, I was watching you on television, and he said, you said this when you were preaching. He said, I didn't think anything of it till the Lord brought it back to me. How many of y'all wonder what I said? I said this. I was up at our city, and I said, nothing cooler than a black Escalade rolling on 22s. And then I said, but I'd never drive anything like that because it'd kill me. And he said, the Lord spoke to me and said, when you said that, you released, because when you're talking under the anointing of God, whatever you say goes. And he said, you release, like Job, a financial attack over your life. And he said, I went in and I rebuked that because the Lord told me to rebuke it, and I repented for you. Now, boy, you repent in front of me. How do y'all understand? You need to do some changing. And I know y'all look at me like, I thought you preached word. I thought you said you're snared by the words of your mouth. You eat good, but y'all, I'm just preaching. I'm learning this stuff. How many of y'all know what you preach on Sunday, you got to live on Monday, huh? Or you won't have a fun day. Somebody ought to help me this morning. And he said, now what was weird is this Baptist preacher who's on this board, when he says, hey, I got something the Lord said to you, I looked at him, because I don't know this, it's very, you know, it's like the Pope calling you. I looked at him and said, I want to record this. So he gave me his phone. When he gave me his iPhone, he had it on a video, which I'm like, I'll never be able to ship my file. This is going to be huge. You're so stupid. But I'm recording it on video. As soon as he said, when you said that about that Escalade, all of a sudden a black Escalade gets hit right by us. And I go, whoa. And I'm thinking, thank God I recorded that, because this guy's talking about Escalade. Here the Escalade gets hit. I'm like, God can even use a Baptist. Isn't that phenomenal that God could use a Baptist? Now here's the December to remember part. All I had was a word, this would be December to remember. I'll never forget, this is a December, remember, because I'll never forget that Escalade getting crashed, never forget that review, never forget that turnaround. Now, all I have is a word. Eyes not seen, ear not heard. It hasn't even entered in the heart what God is going to do for me. All I have is a word, but how many of y'all know one word from God is enough? Yes. Now, I want you to go to John, and I'm going to pick up on that story again in a minute. John 6:16. And when it was evening was come, his disciples had drawn near him to the ship, and they entered into the ship, and they went over to Capernaum, and it was now dark, and it might be dark where you're at right now. And Jesus come unto them, and the sea had arose by reason of a great wind that blew against them. A great wind that blew against them. Anybody ever felt like something was blowing against you supernaturally? A great wind had blew against them. It was keeping them from their destiny. Verse 19 says, so when they had rowed about 25 furlongs, Jesus began walking to them on the sea. And if you look that up, it's actually 3 to 4 miles. They're rowing, and Jesus gets on their boat. If Jesus gets on your boat, I'm talking about your life, your checkbook, your marriage, your kids, your medical report. If Jesus gets on your boat, how many of y'all know there's not going to be row, row, row your boat? I'm trying so hard. All your rowing goes away, and you make supernatural progress in a time that is difficult for most will be the December to remember for you, because Jesus will get on your boat. Everybody shout amen to that.
Amen.
So they had rowed about 3 to 4 miles, and Jesus saith unto them, it is I, be not afraid. And they willingly received him. They willingly received him. And I want you to do that today. Willingly receive this word. Now, don't be stiff-necked. I don't know if it's going to happen to me. Don't allow your analytical system to kick in and go, I got to try to figure out how God's going to do my miracle. I got to systematically figure out how God is going to do what he's going to do. No, 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 no. He said, it is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him. I want you to say that audibly. Shout, I receive you on my boat to make this a December to remember. And then that next line, it says, and immediately the ship was on land. Now, you got to remember, they're 3.5 miles rowing and trying, and the wind is beating against them. And then Jesus gets in the boat, and they're not even halfway there, and then all of a sudden, immediately, boom, they're there. That means 1 minute, they got a long way to go and a short time to get there, and bam, they're there, immediately. See, in your world, it means 1 minute you're sick, next minute you're healed. 1 minute you're broke, next minute you're prosperous. 1 minute you're getting ready to get a divorce, next minute you're going, oh, it's just heaven on earth. Come on, somebody ought to understand what I'm saying. Willingly receive. This is a December to remember. Let God on your boat, and immediately it can be over. Be not afraid. That was one of the instructions. He said, be not afraid. Fear, false evidence appearing real, the acronym. It's going to kill me. I don't know what I'm going to do. This is challenging. I know it's hard. Life's hard. But guess what? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. All things work together for the good of those that love Christ Jesus and are called according to his purpose. Immediately. Shout it again. Immediately. Shout it one more time. What?
Immediately.
Boom. Strolling. Rolling. Dying. To immediate. Now, that Wednesday night service, let's go back to Corpus. I went up to that church and I began to preach, and I just kind of started sharing that sermon that I'm preaching to you right now. God gave it to me. I adjusted my attitude. I adjusted my mouth. And it isn't something when you adjust, make an adjustment in your heart. You decide, I'm done with that. You decide, you know what? September to remember, or September 9th was definitely a September to remember, as the enemy was trying to kill me. And then the enemy had beat me down so long that it started affecting the inner me. And now I'm having a negative mindset. And a negative mind will lead to a negative life. Where the mind goes, the man follows. Come on, somebody. That's why it's important to go to church so you can grow to church. You don't pencil God in. You ink God in. Come on, somebody. So your life can go better on Monday because you learned something on Sunday. So I preached at that church. Next day, I get on the plane and I fly to Houston. I'm in Houston, and I have a layover for 2 hours. How many know that's a long time? And the gate is only 10 feet away from me, but somehow I managed to miss that flight. Can you imagine that? How embarrassing is this? You missed a flight. I didn't want to tell you about that. But I want you to know how real life can be, how discouraged it can be. I was getting bad information from the gate agent at Southwest Airlines. She said, it's this gate. I kept checking in with it's this gate. I finally went up and said, yeah, I better check somewhere else. And I checked two gates down because I thought I'm getting bad information. And that guy said, oh, that plane left 5 minutes ago. But you can get on another plane, go into Lauderdale. My church is in West Palm. I don't need to go to Lauderdale, but I will. So I wait 2 hours. Now, here's something I want you to really pay attention to. In here, I could have been discouraged, and I was for a moment. But then on the inside, when you start listening to God more instead of the outside voices, you'll start following your heart, not leaning to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He will direct your path. Then God will give you peace while you're rowing. Essentially, I've been rowing. Simply, December to remember. Yeah, right, God. It's a December to remember, all right. Remember me losing the flight? Nothing's changed. We're in day 3. I don't see anything changing. Am I touching anybody right now? It's but instead, I listened in here and I heard the Lord say, I didn't want you on that flight. And I thought, well, that's the excuse. I'm going to tell my wife why I missed that flight. I prayed for that flight. God, I thank you. Whatever was on that flight, God, bless it. I get on the plane. Watch this. The footsteps of the righteous man are ordered of the Lord. You might be in a season right now where it looks like in the natural that you shouldn't be on that flight. You shouldn't be in that job. But maybe God has you there for a reason, but you have not seen it yet because you're too busy griping and complaining and remaining instead of saying, hey, I might be at Taco Bell and I have an education that I should be a professor, but while I'm here at Taco Bell, I'm just going to praise God anyway and ask somebody, would you like some hot sauce with that? Somebody ought to say amen to that. Because God can immediately take you from here to there in a second. Now, I get on the plane, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm in the middle seat, and I hate that because, you know, you always get two people next to you that's like, sit down. Guy's sitting here. The seat's vacant. Dude sits down, sharpest looking guy you ever seen in your life, decked out to the nines. The boy, he's sharp looking, but he's on the phone, and he says, when I started the church 29 years ago, I knew what I was doing, but 29 years later, I just don't know. We've put in the new screens, and we've changed this, we've changed that, and now we've sold, you know, 50 acres off the highway, and now we're down to 30, and the church seems to be shrinking, but I'm telling you guys, I don't know, but I know God's going to do something. We just don't know the answer, but God's going to somehow lead us, and I'm like, I'm here. Oh. I'm not saying I know all the answers, because I didn't know the answer to the guy on my left, but I sure knew the answers to the guy on my right. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. So this guy's been rowing. I said, this preacher's been rowing, and he doesn't know what's happening, but God's getting ready to take him from here to there. I'm saying, in a second, I know his answer, because I said, hey, are you a preacher? He said, yeah. I said, I am too, and he looked at me, because you know the way I dress. And I had to build confidence, so I said, I heard you saying the word changes, and 12 years ago, when my dad died and went on to be with the Lord spoke to me and said that churches don't like change, they like improvements, so the first thing you need to do is drop the word change, and you need to work the word improvement. He said, who are you? He got his iPad, and he started writing stuff down. I started giving him phrases. I started telling him things that only God could know about him. Come on now. And that 2.5-hour flight seemed like immediately. Boom, I said it seemed like immediately. We were on the ground, the plane was landed at the gate, and we wasn't ready to get off yet. And this guy looks at me and he said, what's your name? I said, David Crank. He said, I've never heard of you. He said, what's the name of your church? He said, Faith Church. He gets out of the lapel, he puts it up there, and then all of a sudden all these big churches come up, and he goes, that's you? And you did that in 12 years? I said, no, I didn't do that in 12 years, but the Holy Ghost did that in 12 years. He sure did. Surprise! 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 So all of a sudden, I got a picture. He pulls out, that's his credit card. He pulls out his American. I never told him about no money problems. Come to find out, the guy's got loads of money. Show a picture of this guy. The guy gives a huge gift to the ministry and settles all my problems in 1 second. Somebody ought to shout amen. I said, I've never seen the man before. I wish you'd get excited about God taking me from here to there. Come on. I've been rowing and going, and God takes me from here to there. And the same God that did it for me is about to do it for you. You just need to shout it to December to remember. Don't grow weary in well-doing. You will reap if you faint not. Sorry, Tammy. Woo! Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 21 again, then willingly receive him. And immediately the ship was at land. Put it up, please. John 6:21. They willingly received him in the ship. And immediately the ship was at land. I'm going to say it again just because the Holy Spirit's impressing me. Immediately the ship was at land. It might look like I can't make this year better than last year. Not in only the few minutes that I have left in the year. I'm telling you, if you believe this is December, remember, the bad reports you got on Friday can be a good report tomorrow morning. I'm saying the financial situation that you heard about on Thursday can be absolutely changed around by midnight tonight. I'm saying that the kid that said, I never want to see you again, and they're heading the wrong direction, they could be back at your doorstep tonight. I'm saying the husband that was abusive, abnormal use, he could come back and say, I don't know what happened to me. I was out playing the part of a fool, and God picked me up, and he threw me around, slapped me upside the head, and then told me to go to Faith Church with you every Sunday. So, I mean, you know, if God does that, it could be a December to remember for Bubba. Immediately. Now, look at me. I wish I could just get you, every one of you, and just grab you by the cheeks and look you in the eye and tell you, this is for you. This wasn't just for me. And if I told you the stories that after that, some guy called up out of the clear blue, when I landed off the plane an hour and a half later, and said, hey, I got this, I got that, I got that. I started getting all these resources, and here's one of the keys that I did. When we were under financial attack, you know what I did? I called the office and I said, we're going to retaliate in giving. How much money do we have here? How much money do we have there? So we said, we're going to send $25,000, an additional $25,000 to Haiti this month. We're also going to send another $5,000 to Urban Youth. And I began to give away the church's money as fast as I could because I believe whatever you sow, you will reap. And then all of a sudden, became, and it can happen to you. Retaliate in giving. Don't hoard. Pray big, bold prayers. See, this is December to remember. I'm going out strong. I'm going out blessed. I'm not going out defeated. I'm not thinking, well, 2016 is going to be a great year. I'm just hanging on to January 1. No, don't allow the devil to steal another day of your life. Come on, somebody ought to put their faith on this today. It's over. It's settled. I prophesy to you, it is a December to remember. Now, with your eyes open, how many of y'all raise your hand and say, Pastor, I really needed that message today. Raise your hand. I want you to look around. Look at all the people that had the same problems you did. The devil has no new tricks in his tool bag. If you open up his tool chest, he's got a big old hammer of discouragement. Got some vice grips in there that he's going to try to tell you it's never going to happen. But guess what? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And immediately God's going to turn this around. So a couple things I want you to do before I pray for you. Number one, I want you to make a decision to invite Jesus on your boat, as in, I know he's already your Savior, but I'm saying, I'm going to start thinking possibility thinking. I'm going to start receiving that God's going to do something big in my life. This is going to be December to remember, and I'm going to say from here, not January, but from right now, I'm going to start fasting, I'm going to start praying, and I'm going to put God first place in my life. I'm not just going to go to church, I'm going to grow in church. And if that's you, every head bowed and every eye closed, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for a great church that does not just teach me history, but we're living history because we're making history because the Holy Spirit is guiding us and leading us. This will be my December to remember. I'm expecting turnaround. In Jesus' name, and if you believe it, say amen. Give the Lord a hand as you watch Aaron's story.
For more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com. We open up family school.